Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on this teleseminar. Yes, spring is in the air, summer break is near, and drinking and driving is everywhere. I am Phyllis Helene, life coach, NLP practitioner, and crisis dramatist. And I'm coming to you live from the DMV area. Oh, okay, I see some of you online who follow me on RCR, Raising Consciousness Radio. Thank you for attending this teleseminar. And once again, thank you to those who are joining me for the first time. I'm going to speak about the power of choice. The power of choice and its relationship to drinking and driving. Choice power. Choice power is something each and every one of us possesses. I possess it, you possess it, we all possess it. It's all about choice. You make the decision whether or not you are going to be an asset in society or a liability. Now, first I want to tell you the meaning of choice so we can have understanding about choice and what it means. So I want to have clarity on that. According to the dictionary, choice means a variety from which to choose, an alternative, the right power or chance to choose, of special excellence, select, superior, and the best. You hear that? So you see it has a lot of meanings, right? It means a lot of things. Now, power means ability to do, act, or produce, to affect strongly, choice power. You possess that. I possess that. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. Drinking and driving is a choice. Drinking and driving is a choice. You make the decision when you drink and drive. You make the decision to create mayhem and chaos instead of magnificence. Now, for those of you who are listening to me for the first time, I always say you can do something that takes you 5 minutes, and that same something can take you 5, 10, 15 years. To get out of. Drinking and driving has consequences. You can go to jail for that. That's the reality. It's just that simple. Do not use your spring break or your summer break to be involved in acts of chaos. Sometimes you engage in acts of personal destruction. And one of the reasons you don't care is because when you're drunk, you are at diminished capacity. And that's what too much alcohol does to you, to a human being. And FYI, for your information, diminished means smaller, lesser, reduce, a decrease. It's a progressive decline. And capacity means the ability to receive, hold, absorb something, the ability to understand the facts and significance of your behavior. So, in other words, when you're drunk, your ability to understand your actions decreases. And this is why you can execute dangerous acts of behavior, because you're at diminished capacity. And in your ability to be intelligent, your ability to make responsible choices is reduced. And alcohol is a substance that causes you to have a progressive decline in your thought process, causing you to make foolish decisions. Now, when you allow yourself to be in that state, a state of diminished capacity, you don't realize that you're on the edge of destruction, and you can't comprehend. You just do not comprehend that you are a threat to others. Now, I did say allow, right? And I said allow because you are not drunk before you take that first drink. You are not drunk before you take that first drink. So therefore, you always have time to think. There is no excuse for you to drink and drive. If you look at the consequences of that behavior, the behavior of drinking and driving, you see the havoc, right? You see the havoc that it causes. I see it, you see it. We all see it every day. It's on the news. And you know the pain that it causes. But, and this is really a big but, if you make the decision to take hold of your choice power, the power to choose, something that every one of us has the ability to do, then your ability to produce responsible action now comes into existence, right? Because your action of intelligent thought can be manifested in the physical realm because you made the decision not to drink and drive. You're not getting behind the wheel of a car physically. And it's very important that you are aware, truly aware, that every choice has a consequence. Every choice has a consequence. Now, here's the deal. If you want to reap good consequences, you have to sow good choices. And you know the saying, you reap what you sow. Basically, you get what you put out. And if you're going to put out chaos, destruction, and havoc, then you can't be surprised when chaos, havoc, and destruction slaps you in the face. And you're looking at second-degree murder or vehicular manslaughter, right? You know, oh, okay, I'm just reaching for this book here that I want to talk about for a quick minute. This is a book that I love, and it is titled Your Greatest Power, written by J. Martin Kahn. And I'm going to draw out some quotes from his book. But in his book, the chapters are titled Discovering It, Choosing Wealth, Choosing Conditions, Choosing Personality, and Choosing Happiness. Now, as I did my research regarding drinking and driving, I realized that this book, Your Greatest Power, it can relate to many topics. And I found drinking and driving to be one of them. Even though he's not talking about drinking and driving, he's talking about your greatest power. In his chapter titled Discovering It, J. Martin states, and I quote, "You are the possessor of a great and wonderful power. This power, when properly applied, will bring confidence, calmness instead of confusion, poise instead of restlessness, and peace of mind in place of a heartache. Now, let me read that last line again. Poise instead of restlessness, and peace of mind in place of a heartache. Do not use your summer break or the rest of the spring to commit acts of destruction and degradation. So right now, if you're on a late spring break or prom night is around the corner, and of course high school graduation and college graduation and celebration and all that's around your corner, and you're planning to get your drink on, and you have not designated or appointed or made arrangements for someone who will not be at diminished capacity to drive you safely home, well, I think you might want to reevaluate that for real. For real. I think you should have your party in-house. If that's your scenario, your party needs to be in-house, in your hotel room, or in that condo that you're renting, so that way when you pass out, you fall into your bed, your couch, or the floor, but you do not pass out behind a wheel of a car. You see that? That's a choice. And I really believe, I know you would feel much better if you wake up in the morning in your bed, your room, as opposed to waking up in a jail cell. Waking up in your bed is peace of mind. Waking up in a jail cell is a place of heartache. Just like J. Martin said, this power, which is the power of choice, the power to choose, can bring you peace of mind or a heartache, right? So that's peace of mind in place of a heartache. I mean, think about it. Let that resonate for a couple of seconds. Just ponder on that for a minute. The power to choose can bring you peace of mind in place of a heartache. If you wake up in a jail cell and your family now has to figure out what your charge is going to be because you were drinking and driving, second degree murder or vehicular manslaughter, my question is that how you want to use your choice power? Choosing to cut a plea deal while your friends are going back to college campus? I think you would rather have peace of mind, correct? That's why it's very, very important to reflect on choices that are about to be made, as well as some of the choices you made in the past. Some of the choices that you might have made in the past that you're really not so proud of. Then make the decision to create new and better choices in the future and make the commitment to step into a higher level of being, because the real question is not what time are we going to get our drink on, or do you got the fake ID? The real question is, are you going to kill someone tonight? Are you going to kill someone today? Because the reality is the choice is always going to be yours. Teen and young adult drinking and driving happens every day in every state of America and in other countries as well. The purpose of a car is to get you from point A to point B. And when you get behind the wheel of a car drunk, you then turn your car into a death machine. The vehicle now becomes a killer machine. A killer machine. And I'm concerned and very concerned because it's an epidemic. I don't want to be the recipient of your killing machine. And I don't want someone I love to be the recipient of your death machine. If you're driving drunk and you're a teen, a young college student, and you hurt someone, or you kill someone, you are to blame. It's your fault. And yes, there are consequences, usually prison. And saying I'm sorry doesn't mean anything. Saying I'm sorry doesn't mean anything. I'm sorry is not going to cut it because it doesn't bring anyone back. And you know the sad thing about drinking and driving are the constant reminders when your friend is dead or your body is disfigured. But the most disturbing fact about teen drinking and driving and young adult drinking and driving and adult drinking and driving and drinking and driving, period, is that innocent people get hurt, right? Innocent people get killed or severely injured because of a choice they did not make. And it's important to realize that we, all of us, are connected by the choices we make. We all are connected by the choices we make. And in the preface of the book, Your Greatest Power, it was written by Mr. Don M. Green. And he stated, we all have choices to make on a daily basis. And the sum total of these choices defines our station in life. Our choices determine if we are a part of society's ills or an instrument in the solutions that will help make the world a better place in which to live. See, you make the decision or not whether you're going to be a part of society's ills or an instrument in the solutions that will help make the world a better place in which to live. And if you're drinking and driving, I can tell you that you are a part of the ills of society. Because drinking and driving is not a positive contribution to humanity at all. If you drink and drive, you are a liability to society. That's just the plain truth. You have to make the choice to be an asset and be an asset for yourself and to yourself. Then you can be an asset to everyone you meet and make the decision to be great. I want you to write this down. It's another book. It's another book I believe you can benefit from. This book is titled What Makes You Great by Tasha Hoggett. Okay, here I go again. I'm going to give you the meaning of great. All right? I'm going to give you the meaning of great. And it means much above the ordinary, above average, very impressive, remarkable, highest in its class, existing in high degree, having or showing nobility of mind. Now, let me just say this. I know that there are a lot of young adults doing the right thing. And I'm a parent, and I can tell you that parents and educators and aunts and uncles and neighbors and so on, we appreciate that. We appreciate the young adults who make the decision to do the right thing. We really appreciate it. And some of you might be on the call today because you want your friend or someone you love or care about who sometimes drinks too much, right? Or someone who drinks and drives to hear this message, maybe before you all go to prom or leave on your summer break. You know, some of you will be going away for the summer, right? And you don't want to have to spend that time checking your friend who doesn't know when enough is enough, right? That's just how it is. And you may be tired of telling them, and you want somebody else, you know, like me, to tell them, and that's what I'm here to tell you. If you drink and drive, you need to stop, because that behavior is not great. It's not remarkable. It's not one existing in its highest degree. Because getting behind the wheel of a car drunk is not impressive. I'll say it again. The purpose of a car is to get you from point A to point B. And once again, when you get behind the wheel of a car drunk, you turn that vehicle into a death machine. And I can tell you, drinking and driving, you know, I mean, it's not unique, because everyone does it. Everyone likes to party. A lot of people like to do it. And when I say everyone, I'm talking about those who, of course, like to do it. And they want to get their drink on. And that's what makes it common, because so many people do it. And there's nothing really special about it. So maybe you should decide not to be common and make the decision to be unique, different. Use your choice power. Understand that choice is a bridge to your future. Choice is a bridge to your future. And I know somebody might be saying, mm-hmm, how is that? Why is that? Well, a choice could put you in jail, or a choice could keep you out of jail. A choice could cause death. A choice could save your life. I mean, it's up to you to make the decision which direction you're going to choose to follow when you're on that bridge of choice. You just need to remember that choice is a bridge to your future, and that's real. And please do not let liquid in a can, liquid in a bottle, be your downfall because you didn't administer or use your choice power. You will not have a great summer. I'm telling you, you will not have a great summer if you're the cause of someone's demise. You're not going to have a great summer if that's what you did, correct? If you hurt someone, how will you have a great summer if you hurt someone? And you're responsible for someone's death. You're gonna be in a world of sadness and destruction. Don't let that sound. Don't let that sound be something that you're responsible for. Don't you be the cause of another human being's pain and suffering. Because whatever it is that you want to happen, or you want it to happen in your life, it will be placed on hold. You need to understand that. You being a model, you being an engineer, you being an entrepreneur, you can't be those things if you're sitting in jail, right? Because if you know you drink too much and people have spoken to you about that, friends have talked to you, then you need to get mature. You need to get mature and confront the problem so you can conquer it. And confronting your drinking problem may mean you have to empower yourself. And, you know, you might say, empower myself. You know, what does that mean? Well, it means you may need to seek out a support group, behavioral therapy, counseling, NLP counseling, where you can work on generating new behavior patterns. The help is out here if you need it. The help is out there if you want it. You have to take care of your mental health, and you're responsible for that. And your generation are the technology babies. So you can look all over the internet to help yourself. Free clinics are all over. Because the truth is, nobody has time for the nonsense. Life is very, very short. And if you're drinking and driving, you know, you're putting my life in danger. And you're putting her life in danger. Right? And you're putting his life in danger. And his life in jeopardy. And her life in jeopardy. When you're joyriding in your death machine, crisscrossing in between lanes, speeding down the boulevard. This much I do know. Drinking and driving is the cause of unnecessary death. It's an accident of choice. It's an accident of choice. And you should not want to be a part of that. You should always want to be aware of how you're spending your time throughout the day. Be conscious. In her book, What Makes You Great, Tasha Hoggett poses the question, who are you? Who are you? And if you're someone that's drinking and driving and you've been, you know, lucky so far, you need to ask yourself that question. Who are you? And she talks about maximizing your time by not wasting time. Because if all you can do to have fun is get your drink on, then I suggest you start looking at how you maximize your time. You know, when I reviewed the snapshot, I'm just pulling that up. When I reviewed the snapshot of annual high risk college drinking since 2009, the stats were horrific. Oh, okay. I'm getting it. Okay. So, regarding death, it was stated that 1,825 college students between the ages of 18 and 24 die from alcohol-related unintentional injuries, including motor vehicle crashes. Regarding injury, it was stated that 599,000 students between the ages of 18 and 24 are unintentionally injured under the influence of alcohol. And in reference to assault, 696,000 students between the ages of 18 and 24 are assaulted by another student who has been drinking. And referencing unsafe sex, 400,000 students between the ages of 18 and 24 had unprotected sex, and more than 100,000 students between the ages of 18 and 24 report having been too intoxicated to know if they consented or not. Intoxication? That doesn't sound like a healthy thing, does it? And 3,360,000 students between the ages of 18 and 24 drive under the influence of alcohol. And it was stated that about 11% of college student drinkers report that they have damaged property while under the influence of alcohol. And more than 25% of administrators from school with relatively low drinking levels and over 50% from schools with high drinking levels say that their campuses have a moderate or major problem with alcohol-related property damage. You see that? So I want you to think about that for a minute. Let that just, you know, let that sink in for a minute. That's what alcohol does. That's what liquid in the bottle does, right? So let's just take some time and think about that for a minute, and I'll be right back. Once again, thank you for joining me on today's teleseminar. Spring is in the air. Teen and young adult drinking and driving is everywhere. So, you know, as you thought about those statistics, you can see that this is a serious situation. It's an epidemic that we're facing in this society, drinking and driving. Correct? You know, what I'm going to say is this. Some of you have to stop lying to yourself. You have to stop lying to yourself when you know you have a problem. And you're out there saying, I don't have a problem. I'm not drunk. I'm good. I'm going to be all right. You know, I only live 10 minutes away. I got this. I'm going to do me. I got this. But see, that's what you think when you're under diminished capacity and you're in a car. That's what you really think. I got this. And that's because in the state of diminished capacity, you can't think right. So you really think you got this until you wake up, right? And when you wake up in the jail cell, you really discover that you didn't have anything. And now you have to look at your family, your parents, and ask them to help you out, help you get out of what, vehicular manslaughter? That's going to be very hard to do, especially if your alcohol level is above the legal limit. And once again, do you really want to use your choice power to cut a plea deal? You have to make choices between second-degree murder and vehicular manslaughter? Is that how you want to use your choice power? You know, just let me remind you to pick up What Makes You Great by Tasha Hoggett. Because she talks about protecting your dreams and the importance of association. And if you're someone who cares about your dreams, drinking and driving would not be in your repertoire. You wouldn't want to do anything that could jeopardize your dreams. Now, I just want to touch on association. If every time you go out, your friends want to drink and you're not really feeling that, you need to make some changes. And that might mean hanging out with a new crowd, right? Hanging out with new friends, new people. Oh, yeah, and I know you want to have fun, and believe it or not, parents, adults, we want you to have fun, but not at the expense of hurting someone else or hurting yourself. Now, I was a teenager in the late 70s and early 80s, and I can tell you I love having fun, but drinking wasn't on my radar. It just wasn't. So if you're going to partake in that activity, you need to be responsible. And you can't use peer pressure as an excuse because it's your choice, right? It's all about choice. And peer pressure is really an internal conflict that you have with self. It's self-confrontation because ultimately you make the decision. You make the choice. It's you that make the decision to go along, to get along. You know, and J. Martin stated in his book, Your Greatest Power, in his chapter, Choosing Conditions, he said, you know, this ability to recognize this greatest power, the power to choose, makes it possible for a person to get the most out of life, while the other person not recognizing this makes life a burden. Now let that sink in, okay? While the other person not recognizing this makes life a burden. Don't place a burden on yourself. Don't place an unnecessary burden on yourself. Drinking and driving is a burden because a lot of things could happen. Don't do that, especially when you have the ability to use your choice power. Also, James Allen said in his book, As a Man Thinketh, self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. When you drink and drive, you lack self-control. You do not think right, and you're the master of foolishness. And you know you're not calm, because when you're drunk, you're all over the place, right? You can't walk straight. You can't walk in a straight line. You slur your words. A whole lot of unhealthy things are going on when you're drunk. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Think about those lines. Think about those words. And make the choice to live it. I mean, the reality is drinking and driving is a selfish act because it's all about you. And that's it. But it also is a very cruel act, because the impact that it has on people's lives are devastating. That's devastation implemented by unnecessary behavior, right? Devastation implemented by unnecessary behavior. You know, I know some of you are listening to me in your rehab group. Some of you may be getting ready to leave your 12-month program. You know, you're in the program, and some of you are in the middle of your program, right? And others are just beginning. To those of you who are leaving the program, you did the steps, correct? That's wonderful. Congratulations. And I say congratulations because you made the decision to stand on excellence, to be your best self. But what you must never do is return to your old friends. You must continue on the change. You must continue on the change to your progress, so your progress can continue. It's very important that you know that your environment can influence your existence. Your environment can influence your existence so much that you can cease to exist. And I say that because many, many, many years ago, my older brother, his name was Alan, and we called him Chris. Well, he got involved with drugs, right? So he was a drug addict. And as a little girl, I watched my mother deal with the ups and downs of having a son who was a drug addict. And, you know, my mother finally sent him away, and you know, to get help. And, of course, I remember sending letters with pictures and X's, which represented, you know, kisses and I miss you and all that stuff. But finally, after about 3-4 months, he came home, and he was better. But he still enjoyed his alcohol. He still enjoyed his can of beer. And he still enjoyed visiting old friends and old stomping grounds every now and then. Now, one night, he walked into a bar to get some alcohol, right, to get his drink on. And some stuff was going on, and it wasn't a great neighborhood. And he got shot in his head, right in his temple. And I remember the bullet hole because, you know, it was very easy to see when he was lying in his coffin. And my mother was told that he lived for 7 minutes. And I remember her saying that that probably was the longest 7 minutes of his life. He died in a bar. An environment that influenced his existence. That's how he died. I mean, so you really have to be careful of environments that you go into. And I know there are some, you know, upscale bar restaurants and things like that. I'm not saying everyone is, you know, a bad one. But if you're environment is an environment that's filled with a substance like alcohol, then you know anything goes. Anything can happen. So that's why I say you want to be very cautious about your environment because it can influence your existence. Now, I know, you know, some of you are in the middle of your program, and to those of you who are in the middle of your program, I say wonderful. Keep doing it. Take it one day at a time because you're almost there. And at the end, you're going to meet your best self. You're going to be the asset that you've been waiting for. And to those of you who are starting your program, and some of you may be very eager to get better, and that's good because you have a positive outlook. You have a positive attitude. You know you're not your best self, and you're fighting hard to be your best self. But there may be others who have an attitude because you really don't want to be there. Well, I say this. I say this to you. Don't get mad. Don't be mad because your group leader made you listen to me today, okay? Don't be mad because your mother or your father, your uncle, your aunt, someone that cares about you forced you into a program. When someone you love cares about you, you want to pay attention. Because when someone loves you enough to give you a curfew or to take the time to make sure you're better, don't get an attitude. And if your friend or your friends ask you to listen to me today, be thankful because they love you. And that's why they asked you, you know. And when you all go out to have fun, they want to have fun. They don't want to have to keep checking on you if you're not doing the right thing. Because as I said, if you're someone that gets hyper and you get drunk, then, you know, you're going to mess up the party, especially for people who are not doing that. Because when you're drunk, you know, you just do foolish things. That's just how it is. Now, I know some people are dealing with issues such as depression, a lot of family stuff, personal pain. And if that's the case, you have to use your choice power to get help. Take care of your mental state. And as I said earlier, there are a lot of resources online, free clinics, right, things of that nature. But you always want to take care of your mental state. And hopefully, if you're thinking about having fun with alcohol, do it responsibly. And remember to choose designated drivers or just stay home. Choose designated drivers or just stay home. Now, this is something that I always tell listeners and young adults who I have spoken to. I want you to remember, when you're about to go down the street of having fun, it's a party going on and laughing and not thinking about consequences. That's the street of no return. That's the street where you don't always get a do-over. The street where consequences are not on your mind. So before you go down that street, I want you to imagine, just imagine, what the self-respect road would be like. What Integrity Boulevard got going on? What's happening on Responsibility and Accountability Turnpike? Where would Self-Control and Self-Worth Avenue take you? What would happen if you made a right turn on Igniting Your Moral Compass Highway? I want you to answer those questions. Think about that. And I would like to leave you with this final quote by Jay Martin. If there were only some way that people could be made to realize that this greatest power, the power to choose and choose correctly, exists within their own minds, they could carry out the plans of their own choice and really live the way they may have dreamed of living. It is easy enough to blame, conditions. It is easy enough to blame relatives. It is easy enough to blame the government. It is easy enough to blame anybody and everything if one chooses to do so. But any person who truly recognizes this greatest power, the power to choose, begins to make progress, not only in his business life, but his social, family, and personal life. He begins to realize that he is the one that is doing the choosing, and that friends, although they may mean well, cannot do his choosing for him, nor can his relatives. Consequently, he develops self-confidence based upon his own ability, upon his own actions, and upon his own initiative. I want you to just sit with that quote for a second. Thank you for listening and joining me today on this teleseminar. I hope some of you replay this before you go on your summer breaks and you go out to have fun. And just remember that you have choice power, and it's magical. Have a safe spring, a safe prom, and a safe and healthy summer, and always make the choice to stand on excellence. Implement your choice power, because it's yours, it belongs to you, you're in control of it. Happy spring and happy summer, everybody. And remember, spring is in the air, summer is near. Be smart, happy graduation, have a great day, everybody. I am Phyllis Helene, your crisis dramatist.